I call this meeting of the President's Cabinet to order on Monday, October 8th, 2018 at 5:37 p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Kelly Student Union. Moving into agenda item two, roll call.
President Jackson.
Present.
Vice President Bradley.
Present.
Chief of Staff Dutcher.
Absent excuse.
Director Batard.
Tardy excuse.
Director Lynch.
Absent excuse.
Director Rural.
Present.
Director Amazada.
Absent excuse, sorry.
Director Jickling.
Here.
Director Andre.
Here.
Director Jordan.
Present.
Attorney General Moore.
Present.
A quorum is not.
Thank you. All right, moving into agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay. Seeing no public comment, we'll move into agenda item four, approval of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from August 7th, 2018. Vice President Bradley.
I move to approve the minutes from
August 7th
by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Moving into item B of that same item, I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from September 10th. Vice President Bradley.
I move to approve the minutes from September 10th by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from September 17th. Vice President Bradley.
I move to approve the minutes from September 17th by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Thank you very much. Moving into agenda item five, officer reports. I'll keep mine very brief. I just want to say thank you again for all of your help with all the things for Las Vegas, the altar. We had the vigil in front of the Joe. It was really great, and it was really possible thanks to all of your help. So just thank you for that. Another thing, I know you've seen Mafu post a lot about it, and then I've done some posts too with MSNBC. They're coming tomorrow from 11 to 12 is the time of the broadcast. It's right in front of the Joe. We really, really, really need as many students out there as possible. So even if you're involved in other clubs and organizations, I can send you all the stuff that we've been sending out and sending to them. Encourage people to wear Wolfpack gear, but we need like a big presence. So it looks really fun in the intermission in between, before commercials and stuff. It'll be great. Any questions on that? No? Yes.
Can you explain in a nutshell what that is, because I'm so old.
Yeah, so it's called the Battleground College Tour. So they're going to four or five different institutions across the country, and they're interviewing students and elected officials on what issues are really important to students, like political, social, economic. It's all focused around the midterm elections and then talking about those kind of things. So they did one at UCLA today, and then they talked a lot about the Kavanaugh stuff. They talked about economic issues, like current events, that kind of stuff, and trying to gauge students' opinion or what efforts are going on to get students to register and going out to vote and all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, that'll be great. It seems like it should be a fun, spirited thing too. So serious questions, but then also that part of it. Director Lynch wanted me to tell you all that the best way to support the Department of Programming during homecoming is just to attend the events and encourage your department members to do so. So can't wait to see you all there. They're going to be really fun. And I just wanted to ask, how is everyone's university committees going? Do you feel like your contact with those people is good? Is there anyone that hasn't contacted you back that you've reached out to, or any issues with that kind of stuff? Yeah,
Chuck Price.
Okay.
He's not yet.
Okay. Maybe, do you have a relationship with James Cox?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe you can email him and ask him.
Okay.
You might have just lost track of the email. Yeah, Omar. Attorney General Moore, sorry.
I've had good, my contact with my university committees has been fine. But since we originally assigned the committees, I've been, reassigned and then added to a couple or a few more. So is there an updated committee list just so that I know I'm not missed? Because now that I have a few, I want to make sure I'm not just completely
missed. Yeah. Are you all added onto the, because I don't know if I sent you the Excel sheet version or I have a Google.
I have a spreadsheet.
Oh, you had a spreadsheet. Okay. I have it on like an Excel. So what I'm going to do is I'll send you all the link to like the Google Sheets that I've been using because I've just been updating that as it goes. So that should be the updated version. Yeah, Sierra.
Yeah, so as far as bicycle working group goes, I know you and I talked about this very briefly, but I just wanted to bring that up for anyone who's here, currently here. I'm unable to make those meetings. They're, let me check real quick. They're from 11 to like 12:15, 12:30 on Fridays. So if there's anyone here that could replace me, I think that would be good. Otherwise, Hannah and I talked very briefly about maybe letting one of my interns sit on it. And Lauren, since you're here, maybe that's something that we can talk about.
So I talked about this with Sierra, and this is something I kind of wanted to talk to about the group. The reason why at first I was hesitant about like, hey, let's just make sure it's just exec members that sit on these committees is there's committees like the Student Fee Advisory Board and different things that ask for the opinion of ASUN on certain things. And I just don't want that to be like all over the place. And I want to make sure that we're communicating with each other and it's easy that we're in this group. But from what Sierra was saying, this is more of like kind of an information sharing kind of body, like. Not so much the, you know, these are students vote on different things. So like, and I think it's really beneficial for people that you're working with to know about those things that are going on around campus. So I think in that situation, it's fine. So from now on, let's do that kind of on a case-by-case basis. If you can't go to a committee meeting or something like that, just talk to me about it and we can figure out what's the best solution for that. Like, you know what I mean? If I know you said for your committee, if you're working with Savannah really closely on that project and you think that that would be good to inform you on that project, like maybe that would be a good thing to send Savannah to, or, you know, it's always open to the conversation. So for the most part, let's keep it to exec, but it's always, you know, there's other options. So yes.
With that being said, Savannah can't make this meeting any other time. So it's Title IX coalition meetings, and it's the last Thursday of every month from 1 to 2 p.m. Is anybody free? I know I have class. It was a really common class time.
Yeah.
What is it?
The Title IX meeting.
It's
last Thursday of the month from 1 to 2.
Thursday. Yeah.
I am actually.
Yeah. Yes. Vice President Bradley.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. Maddie and I meet on that time.
I will take that over because I quit my job, so we're good. So Carissa can sit on there. But if we have like any changes, since I'm gonna send you the link to the Google Sheets, I'll make it editable. So if like contact information has changed or any of those things, if you could please just update it on the sheet, that would be great. And then I'll note that change for Carissa on the Title IX.
Thank you, Carissa.
Thank you. Did we ever figure out for the advanced manufacturing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm blanking.
Omar Moore will be.
Omar is going to be on it. Great. Okay.
Advanced manufacturing.
Oh, yeah, your committee.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll be
great. I was forwarded and I was added to that email chain.
Nice. Okay, that sounds great. Anything else about committees? All right. Okay. Let's just go into Vice President report.
Okay, so I have been working on the blood drive against UNLV. I talked with, so it's now Vitalant, which used to be the United Blood Services. I contacted my contact there, and we're really excited for this. It's going to be on November 21st, and obviously that's the day before Thanksgiving, so there's going to be a lack of students on campus. So we'll have one location on campus, but then three other locations in the community. For this blood drive, and so we want to make it more like pushed out into the press and the media and having it on the radio and on the news outlets and things like that. So Mapu and I are going to sit down and kind of game plan that. Vitalant has offered to help with that in the form of some sort of like monetary help, like helping us out with marketing and things like that. So we're going to be working with them on a lot of different things. They're really easy to work with. They basically do everything for you. It's so nice to plan a blood drive. I contacted UNLV today. We had a conference call. We just talked about like what it's going to look like for their campus, and they wanted to do a trophy, and I kind of moved us away from the trophy idea just because I think that we always buy trophies and then we never use them after a year, so it's a waste of money. So we talked about integrating it into the Governor's Series, which I contacted Holly from Athletics about, and we're going to talk about after homecoming. So we're going to kind of push that back a little bit. That being said, integrated with the point system category, we want to do like a community engagement category within the Governor's Series, which would be consistent of whatever we come up with, I guess, which could be the canned soup and hygiene drive that's against CSUN, which will be actually Maddie and I's like main project together. Maddie's my intern, she's great. So that would be like our main project together this year, is like getting that drive going and just kind of reinventing the Beat UNLV mentality. It's not really like, when I was talking to UNLV today, it's not like either campus is super stoked on like the week leading up to the game ever anymore. So reframing it to be more about like community engagement and civic engagement things will be beneficial to both parties. And we'll actually be working with two different kind of entities at UNLV, both with their student government and with their event planning board, which aren't the same thing. They're structured a lot differently than we are. So they were open to the idea of like combining the two. Which was great. So I met with Muchu, the app that I've been talking about, and we've gotten them in contact with the Nevada Wolf Shop to integrate the app into the, how the students can pay for things at the Wolf Shop. So that's kind of like out of my hands now, and they can start working and making that more of like a vendor to buyer relationship. So that's great. So I'm meeting with Jamie Palmer. She's a new lecturer in the gender, race, and identity department, and we're going to be getting coffee and just talking about some of the issues of women on campus. I talked to her after the Committee on the Status of Women meeting that was 2 weeks ago, and she was really interested in like Elector and some of the other programs that we've done, and not just like specifically on women. So I'm going to bring in Arzo too and see if she wants to join. Jamie Palmer is in charge of undergraduate programming for the GRA program, so she wanted to make sure like she's not like doing the same exact stuff that like other parts on campus are doing. So we want to make sure that it's just like an open dialogue. Also, that's my favorite committee ever. You guys know how much I love that kind of stuff. So that'll be once a month or so, and I actually can't make it to the meeting time, but they told me to just like send in that they'll send me things. But I might have one of you guys just like go to give an ASUN like input, because they really enjoy hearing that. Speaking of that committee, there's a workshop available called from the, I don't know the acronym, it's AAUW, which basically does like how to negotiate salary. I know the Career Studio did it last year, and they've tried working with ASUN to do a workshop in the past, and it's just never followed through. So I'll be contacting them about doing a workshop with our officers and just kind of having like sign-ups. It's
do
like...
Do you know the name of the person who's doing it?
I know the face.
Sorry, just...
I can get you the contact information. BSC would be good for it.
Because we're doing it, and I just want to know if it's the same person.
It'll probably be the same person. But basically, the AAUW is on campus. They do salary negotiation, specifically like they want to target like women being able to negotiate their salary once they've come from undergrad to like their first job, which I think is really great, or grad or PhD, whatever it is. And they actually are on a 3-year contract to do as many workshops as possible within that 3-year time period, and their contract is up this year, so they want to put through as many as possible before that time is up, with hopes of renewing the contract, but still pushing that a lot. That being said, it'll be about 20 to 25 people or so that can do the workshop, and I'm going to start getting like people who want to do it soon. And it's not just for women. Like, I know we did it at the Career Studio last year, and we had, it's not like specific to gender. It's just a lot of the materials are focused on that group of people in that. Oh, and then a health fest. I've just been doing a lot. CBS is actually going to be coming on Thursday night to film the men's basketball team. So that's exciting. We have lots of press coming to the campus. Just keep in mind your media training, so in case they ask for an interview or anything, I don't think they read up on that. Yeah, so just like as
ask about
Yeah. Yeah, just be like as professional as possible at the Hellfest because we are going to have a lot of press there from different entities, especially like CBS's and national news.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Thank you.
It's cool. The AAUW, actually, they were the first ones to develop, like, Elector before running starts to go.
Oh, that's cool.
Speaking of, there's a couple things I forgot. Thank you. You reminded me. Speaking of media on campus, on Wednesday, the Huffington Post is coming here, and they're doing an event called Huff Post Listen to America. They're doing a special segment on women in politics here because Nevada might be the first state to become a majority female legislature. I get to introduce the panelists. I'm really excited. But if you all could go to that or would like to go to that, it'd be great. I'm trying to push it out to students too. I think there's an Eventbrite that you can get tickets, but I mean that might be good if you have contact for that Committee on the Status of Women group just to push out to them. Yeah. With that too. I just want to say thank you, and I'm really, really excited for this community engagement piece for what you're doing with athletics. I think it really fits well into the strategic plan and breaking down the barriers between the community and the university, but with other universities statewide. It's really, really awesome. So thank you. I love it. Any questions for Vice President Brother? All right. Speaker of the Senate.
So for Senate right now, we'll be having Steve Dubé come in, and we'll also be having Marianne Christensen from the Disability Resource Center. So they're both very excited about that. Steve Dubé, to my knowledge, is going to be coming in and talking about ways to get students engaged with Wolfshop, how to get them passionate about it, and how to get them buying from there, because it is a part of the association. Also, some interesting news, James Beattie, so our advisor for Senate, will actually be presenting on the elections data. So if you're curious to find out on those questions that students filled out during the elections and why they didn't run, you know, what advertisements caught their eyes the most, I really encourage you to come out to find out why, because they listed it out. And they also put other comments and things along those lines, so it's going to be a really interesting Senate meeting. We won't have any legislation on the table, but we will be talking legislation. Director Worrell will be coming in and actually giving her presentation on ballot questions this year, so I'll be asking senators to hopefully sponsor them and start writing legislation. But if you have any further questions, I have nothing else for my report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Chris. How many open Senate seats are there currently?
So actually, Cavender's being filled next week, so we'll only have one for the Division of Health Sciences.
Okay.
Thank you. One thing that I heard was really successful is the Committee on University Affairs did a safety walk. So they had like facilities and you were on RPD, and they went around and found like dark spots on campus and places that weren't safe, and they're going to be making some changes. So that was something really cool I heard about. I'm sure Natasia will be reporting more on that, but
yeah.
Exciting stuff.
It was a 2-hour walk, so we were walking.
That's great. That's great. Get your steps in. I love it. Okay, any questions for Anthony? All right. Chief Justice.
Hello, friends. So, judicial is going well. 2 weeks ago, I was out of town, and Associate Justice Campbell ran the meeting. She said it went really well.
Cool.
Last week, James came and presented the foundation's presentation for us, and two of the new senators came and sat in, so that was awesome to meet them. We just decided last week to make our weekly meetings 2 hours instead of 1 hour, just so we have less time. I feel like 1 hour a week isn't enough for what we're trying to do. The interns are doing really well. Speaker Martinez and Speaker Pro Tem Core Hughes came and spoke to us last week, so thank you to them. Director Worrell is coming tomorrow. We're really excited for that. I also got to go speak to the Senate interns last week, which was awesome, so thank you to Senate for having me. But otherwise, we're just working on our pamphlets, and we're starting working with ABLOC this week. But any questions?
Is the pamphlet for the, what's it called? Why can't I think of the website?
Yeah, the right responsibilities.
I can't even remember the name.
I can never remember.
Like, when it's your website.
I know I made it.
Yes, that was Yeah, we're working it out because it was too much for one pamphlet. We didn't want to take away from the questions. Mm-hmm. So I think we've decided on starting with 5.
Yeah.
One for each justice and intern here. So
that
was
really great.
And then we'll keep moving forward.
Great. Okay, cool. Let me know if you need anything from me. I'm really excited about that.
Thank you.
It'll be awesome. Okay. Chief of Staff is not here. He's hosting the pageant, but yeah.
Sorry, I actually had a good question.
Good.
So the foundation's presentation that you got from Dr. B,
yeah.
Did that, so I know you and I have that mock
case or mock hearing that we need to do? Did that cover it all? Like,
not at all.
Okay, do you know where you can find information on that or the procedures?
Yeah, I'll meet with Dr. Beattie.
Okay.
And we should meet too. So.
Cool.
Okay.
Yay. Thank you.
Okay, Director of Clubs and Orgs.
I lead went well. We had approximately 400 students show up, which was awesome, 186 organizations. During then, the commissioners had sessions with each coalition, and they were able to discuss one of my project goals for the year, which is those councils. So there was really good feedback on that, so the commissioners will be working on starting those up hopefully this month. Some coalitions opted for town hall style, some opted for more mandatory one, so we're going to go coalition by coalition on that. The day of service, we had lower attendance than I expected, which I'm kind of disappointed about. So next time, I hope that all of you can at least make it out to that, so we can, you know, give back to the community, and then we can, you know, push that to our constituents. I went to Budget and Finance last week, presented on our budget. Everything's good there. Some current projects we have going on. Like I said, the commissioners are working on setting up their first coalition council meetings. And then I'm hoping from there they'll be able to formulate semester-long projects that are geared towards each specific coalition and what the students want to see. I don't want to have them just come up with projects, because in the past, sometimes we'll think the coalition wants one thing and they really want something else. So I think that's a good opportunity for them to figure out what they want to do. We're also working on making all of the clubs in our system completely active, so that means we're working with each organization to make sure that they finish all the renewal steps. Dr. Beattie will be coming in to give us a foundations workshop this Friday, which I think is going to be really awesome. We'll also be hosting a table at HowlFest. We'll be, the interns and Assistant Director Hickman will be doing a ring toss, so I hope to see you guys there. And then also, please keep an eye out on your emails. The interns were tasked with interviewing exec members, so if you could please respond to those on your own time, I would really appreciate that. Just some quick updates on the committees I'm sitting on. Online Learning Committee meets October 17th for the first time. I'll be going to Advanced Manufacturing on the 19th in place of Speaker Martinez. And then Student Tech Fee Advisory has not set their meeting, so we're kind of waiting on that.
They said that about
17
doodle polls,
but... Oh my gosh, wait, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, for the advanced manufacturing, is Omar or Luke sitting on it?
I thought...
Oh.
I'm on core theme 2.
I'm just going in place of you on that one front.
Sorry, core theme 2 and advanced manufacturing.
Okay, who's the long-term advanced manufacturing person, though?
Anthony.
I'm the long-term.
Okay.
I just cannot make this meeting established.
Okay.
So sorry about that. Courtney also sent me a message back, but I have class at that time, so Omar will be sitting on the committee.
Okay.
Intern General Moore.
For the RFP one, the advanced manufacturing, that one's like a very like they have like an end goal of like a product that they want to create, so it's like really important that either of you, whoever's going, has the link to the Nevada box and is like looking at the proposals and is like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just make sure you cut, because I came to the meeting like last minute and then I hadn't, just because I didn't know I was going into the morning of, and so I like hadn't read the proposals and didn't have the Nevada box link and it was rough. So just make sure you read up on those things for that one. Okay. Is that all from you, Luke?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to say, okay, if any of you went to iLead, the people loved iLead.
Mm-hmm.
They loved the speaker. It was awesome. So huge props to Luke's entire department, because that was like a game changer for sure. The speaker was great. Again, too, like that civic engagement piece, that's really the next level stuff that we're looking towards if we're really going to make like a culture around civic engagement, which like leads more to the importance of like when we have stuff like this, we have to be the ones to show up. It's on me too. I was out of town. I wasn't there, but I think we all as executive officers and all the other officers set examples for all the students. So when things like that happen, we got to make sure that we're showing up to them and supporting each other. And then I think too, I just want to commend you on your model of just getting feedback from people and really formulating your projects and everything you do based on the feedback of the people you serve. I think we all should be doing that. So thanks for setting a great example. Let's go to event programming. I already gave those details. Please show up to their events and support them. Legislative affairs. Can I say something before you go? I'm so sorry. This sheriff forum, oh my God, it was so great. They had the two sheriff candidates, and then they had all students sitting around in the circle. There was about 30 students that showed up and got to have all their questions answered and talk to the candidates. It was like a really great conversation. So it was a huge success for everyone that couldn't be there. But go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really cool. We're hoping to have more candidates come next week and we're going to call it Know Your Ballot Week. So we're going to invite candidates to come to the center in ASUN and tell students that they'll be there like during set times, and it'll be really informal. It's called Coffee with the Candidates, and more. I can like email more because that's still in the works, but we're also doing a ballot question event during next week, and I'm going to try to do multiple presentations with the ballot question presentation that I have before early vote starts October 20th. And then also my department's working on setting up a survey to look at the issues that students care about for the legislative session, and then also creating a web campus course around like civic and democratic engagement and educating students. So I'm trying to form like a group of ASUN officers to be a part of that, to just get different perspectives. So I'm going to be sending out an email to like different officers that I chose. So if you get that email, if you could respond, it's going to be a doodle poll. And if you don't want to be on it, if you could like nominate someone else that you think would be good to sit on it. And then also if you have a department, if you could just remind them or like make sure that they respond and nominate someone else if they don't want to be on it. And then, let's see. Oh, I wanted to thank everyone who came out to the student town hall. I haven't been able to see you all yet since then. So thank you for doing that. And also for National Voter Registration Day. Thank you for volunteering for that, because I also haven't seen you all since then. That's it.
A lot of things have happened. That's yeah. Great. One thing that I was thinking about for that survey, and you might want to ask Sandy about this and pick her brain, but we do have the Office of Student Persistence Research, and they do like a lot of those big surveys, so maybe they can help guide you on like what language to use and that kind of stuff, or what format would be most successful. So so that they might be good to reach out to.
It's called Student Persistence Research.
Yeah, I would ask Sandy about it and then see what she thinks. But we do like ASUN pays for half of that person's salary, so they do stuff for like they do like the civic engagement survey and like all that kind of stuff. So cool. Okay. Anything else for Katie?
No, that's it.
Thank you. Good work. Director of Diversity and Inclusion, she sent me a report. Sorry. I hope you all have heard about this, but they're doing a small event for Coming Out Day, which is on Thursday at 3 p.m., and it's moved to Hilliard Plaza. So if you can come to that, that'd be great. Has Arzo updated you all on the being not rich guy? Have you heard about that? Okay. Oh, so we have this document that's been worked on by a bunch of students. It's called Being Not Rich at UNR. And it's basically like tips on like financial aid, like places that you can get food for cheap, or like just all these like different hacks and stuff that you can use. So they've been working on the guide and refining it. So it's supposed to be like a crowdsourced document, so a bunch of people can add on. It's a Google Doc, but they worked with Equat on getting a QR code so people can see posters for it and then access the document right away, which will be really great. She said it's done and going out soon. And then they have a budget and finance review on Friday. Yep. All right, exciting stuff. Director of Sustainability.
Hello.
So, a couple updates. First, I'll talk about the Sustainable Nevada Initiative Fund. There's an online link for that now, which is super awesome. There actually was one before, but it was kind of tucked away under, like, services, I think. So, I worked with Sandy Rodriguez and Move Rumble, and what we've done is we've brought it out to the ASUN government page. So, there's now a wellness sustainability section, and that's where the Sustainable Nevada Initiative Fund is going to live. And then I sent an updated application to Raul today, and I'm hoping that that's going to get posted to the website this week. So basically, the change is it went from being a really long briefing form where people could type in their answers to being upload a budget and an Excel sheet, upload a proposal in a PDF or a doc, and then there's a couple questions, kind of like demographic type stuff, on the WooFoo form. So I think that's going to facilitate the process a lot. And I've got a list of people that I brainstormed with Sandy who I'm going to reach out to, mostly deans of different colleges, to see like which teachers can I send this out to. And I'll be hosting a Q&A session in a week or two to get students to just show up, ask questions, get the ball rolling on that. So very exciting. Does anyone have questions on that? On that topic?
So you were saying like you updated the where it is online. Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is it still in wellness and sustainability?
It is. So if you go to like UNR ASUN or Nevada, yeah, sorry,
ASUN.
NevadaASUN.com/student-government,
yeah.
Or like bottom right, it says wellness and sustainability. There was a big empty white box there, so we just brought those departments out. Right now, it just automatically directs to the Sustainable Nevada Initiative Fund until we can get some more wellness things.
Is the application here, though?
Not yet, but
oh,
that's
okay.
The thing that should be going live this week.
Okay.
Once Raul does his, you know, technology stuff. Raul is great.
No,
I love this so much. Quick shout out. Additionally, Sodexo, I mentioned them like a couple weeks ago because I had a meeting with them like a month ago. And yeah, they do a lot of like the food and concessions related stuff on campus. Their sustainability person re-emailed me and said that she wanted to talk about waste in basketball games. So it's a phone conversation in a couple weeks. Me, their sustainability person, someone else from Sodexo, Dr. Sage Beal, Carissa, I wanted to see if you'd be interested because I know that you work with athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So I'll loop you in on that. I'm sure it's really easy to add. Quick update on the committees that I sat on. Core board meeting was interesting. That's almost all I have to say is that it was interesting. They seemed like they have a mission, and most of the people who sit on that board have been sitting on it for a really long time, and so they don't necessarily seem super equipped to who are you again? You're with ASUN? Like, there
yeah.
wasn't so much of a, like, okay, here's an introduction, this is who we are, this is what we do, but that's okay. And what we were talking about was, like, you know, should we take this class? It was a study abroad experience, and should we be able to move it into, I think it was, like, Core 14? A very interesting discussion. I put in my feedback as a student who's participated through USAC, and I do think that they appreciated that. And we also talked a little bit about the end-of-the-year reviews that we do as students, and is that effective, and what kind of information are we actually trying to glean from that. They don't make that decision at the end of the day. The Faculty Senate does. So all in all, very interesting. If anyone has any questions about core stuff, you can try and ask me. Also, Student Food Services Committee, I sat on that last week, and that's mostly NV Dining, kind of talking about some of the shops that we have on campus. Biggest update is that they've changed the swipes so that they're now portable. You can use your swipes pretty much anywhere on campus. It says, like, meal trade offered here, and it's a pretty good deal most spots. So that's really cool, and that was in response to students just needing more mobility with their food. Many of the members on that committee, we talked about packed provisions a little bit, were absolutely shocked to hear that about 22% of our population is food insecure. And there was a really big conversation about that where most of the faculty were like, how can we help? I found out from someone that there is an option for faculty to make donations to packed provisions if they're interested. So that's cool. NV Dining also held a farmer's market last month, and they donated 100% of their proceeds to packed provisions, which is awesome, because Senator Green and I met with Monique Norman end of PEC revisions, like, also last month, and that was one of the things that we talked about, was how cool would it be to get fresh food available, or if not fresh food available to students, because, you know, the fresh food season in Nevada is during the summer, if we could at least host farmers markets on campus for the entire community and use that as a fundraising tool for PEC revisions to keep it, like, lasting all year long. So there's a model for that now, which is awesome, and I'd love to work with you, Carissa, and literally anyone else who's interested in, you know, developing that. Lastly, Arboretum Board. I met with the chair of the Arboretum Board last week. This was like total other end of the spectrum compared to the core board. She was like, hey, I'm the chair. Let's get lunch. Like, let's hang out. I'll tell you about trees. And I'm so excited to sit on that board because they're absolutely like my people. She's like, we sit in a circle. We rearrange all the chairs. I'm super excited. And they are having an event on the 20th of this month. I wanted to advertise. It's a tree planting event. It's on GivePulse. I can send it out. But yeah, they're planting trees near Mackey Stadium in honor of Nevada Shade Tree Week, which is apparently a thing. So very exciting. That's all I have to report.
That's so pretty. Also, I wanted to let you all know, this just reminded me of it, but we have like an all ASUN government officer listserv now. It's like asungov@list.gov. So if you ever want anything sent over to like all officers, like a volunteer opportunity like that that you think people should know about, or you know, if you wanted to work on creating like a Twitter post or something that Mapu could post, that would be good for our social media. So that sounds great.
So Hannah, how does that work if we want to take advantage of that? Like, what's the
listserv?
Yeah, like I just access listserv and send it out.
Yeah, you just like, it's like an email that you send. So like some of the emails that you've gotten from me, like I've sent to all student government officers,
yes,
and you just copy and paste that email and then it'll send. So if you're not a moderator on the listserv, someone has to approve it. But like if you're sending, you know, then you like can approve them.
Cool.
Yep.
Sweet. Thank you.
What was I gonna say? For the farmers market, you're familiar with On Common Ground, right?
Yes.
So they're trying to do something like with the city, like in the city plaza and having those.
Yes, and I have a meeting with their student representative soon.
That's great, okay. That's awesome. And I really love what you're doing with the website and then making all this sustainability and wellness stuff really accessible on there. Are Brennan and are you two working together on that yet?
Yeah, we're about there.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I think it would be cool if we put all the student resources pertaining to wellness and everything and just consolidate them in that area would be awesome. Another update on PAC provisions. So the Northern Nevada Credit Union, which is in that new apartment complex,
yes, yeah,
they donated $5,000 to PAC provisions this last week, which is really cool.
Yes.
They were going to do $1,500, but the director of PAC provisions, Carissa, she shared all this data about everything that they do, and they actually like took a Sharpie and like crossed out the $1,500, or not $1,500, the $2,500, and they wrote $5,000 on it, which is awesome.
That's
yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, so really cool. Cool stuff's happening. So thank you for that report. Any questions for Sierra? Okay. Director of Campus and Public Relations, thank you for everything that you've been doing, Mapu. I know that people have been contacting you left and right, and you're just like working, and making it happen. I really appreciate it. So go ahead.
I'm just like laying in my bed answering emails. So I'm glad it looks like that. Yeah. So as a follow-up to the media training, I know you're saying like Howl Fest and stuff, but I think it would be a great thing for every department to do. They talked about key messages. I just think it would be good. Like, I'm not going to make you like turn them into me, but like as a department, just talk about like three messages, like they're kind of like the foundational things of your department, like not ASUN, like of your department,
mm-hmm,
like of your position. That way if someone's talking to you, like you can introduce yourself, whatever. If they ask you a question, you can talk about how you kind of like how you complement ASUN. And I think that'll be a really good way for you to have strong, more of like a strong, confident presence in an interview.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, I think everybody can, it's safe to say everybody can talk about ASUN. And so I think it'd be helpful if you guys kind of like interject what you do specifically. And even though they might not ask that question, I feel like they'd be super excited if they knew more about what you do. So, like, three key messages. Yes, go. And then ASUN began doing Nevada Bound on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. So if anybody wants to come on those mornings to talk to students about how to get involved, you can just show up. Or you can let Amy or me know. And then, yeah, for the MSNBC thing tomorrow, if you want to, like, shoot up a story real quick today or tonight and just say, like, oh, come be an extra, it's like Good Morning America, pretty much. I can send you, like, a little graphic, and you can just, like, put it on your story really quick.
We can, like, make signs, like,
Yeah, that's allowed.
You can, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I want to make sure before I come and embarrass myself.
That was like his only question. If you could like say hi to
what mom. Channel? What time?
He asked me that at the gym.
My mom texts me all the time. She's like, what time? Yeah.
So yeah, spring signs come. And then I'm going to do the Nevada Today article a little differently on homecoming. I'm going to do more of like a reflection article. That way, I don't really want to, like, write, oh, it's a community-based week. I wanted to ask for help, too, but at every event, I want to get, like, a testimonial from a student. And so that way, it'll, like, write itself, and we can kind of get the input from students so we're not just saying it's a community-based thing. We can get them saying it for us, so it sounds a little better. So if you do go to events, if you could, like, ask somebody, just write it in your phone, like, what, like, do you, are you having fun? Like, and then just, like, write it down, write their name, or it can be anonymous, whatever, and then just send it to me. That'd be super cool. And then I'm also going to do one this week on the safety walk, and so Senator Mata sent me, like, this brief, like, overview, and she explained, like, what it was about, what it's for, and so I'm going to write a story on that because that's kind of the angles for these Nevada Today articles where it's like ASU and how is it going out of its way to make everything more community engaged and community like thought out kind of. And so that one will be for this week. And then I was telling Katie that I'm really excited to, we're kind of going to try and fix like the town hall thing. So hopefully we'll get more than one student next time because I was talking to Amy and instead of like expecting them to come to us, I thought it'd be fun if we did one like on the grass in front of Peavine or outside of the KC. And then I have some like name ideas. And so I know Hannah was excited about s'mores. And so I was like, what if we did it as like the s'mores social? Or I did one with donuts. Get heard and get donuts. Or get together with donuts. Or get pizza. And then I said, pack together for pizza.
Oh.
So basically, don't call it town hall and just say we're going to have food and it's going to be like a conversation thing. Yeah, and then we'll have like pillows and blankets if we get those in front of like on the grass or whatever. I don't know. Okay. So those are my ideas. And then, as a way of promoting early voting, I have this really cool idea. I assume everyone here is going to go early vote. If you guys could all just take a selfie of you voting, and then we're going to do hashtag why I early voted, and then in like one sentence, write why you early voted. And then as an article and as something we're going to do on ASUN, we're going to do like the swipe thing, where it's like everyone on ASUN, and like them that's early cool. voting. And then the hashtag. And then why you early voted. And so that way for that Nevada Today article, it's just going to be like a photo series. Speaks for itself.
That's cool.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yes.
Are you going to say that you don't early vote because of symbolic reasons?
No, we can have one why I didn't okay. early vote.
That would be a funny one though. Like I don't early vote because I.
That's what
like,
I do.
Why don't you early vote?
I loved it.
Yeah.
What's the swipe thing?
You know, like when you post more than one photo?
On Instagram.
Yeah.
Multiple photos.
Yeah, multiple photos. And you just like swipe to the next one, and it'll be like everybody, like in, like, not in the like, thing, but like when you go. And then if we get the popsicles, it'll be like even more fun. Yes. So.
I love the popsicles.
Anyway, those are my updates.
I love it. Okay. Oh, one thing that I found, I tagged Katie in it yesterday, but. My friend Samantha from like the CLDE NASPA network, she shared, it's like an Instagram story you do and it's like you share your voting plans. You say what district you're voting in, like when you're going to vote, like all those things. Like it'd be cool if we all like shared those. I don't know. Yeah. That might be fun.
You've just sent us the blank template. Again.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And we could have
we can make our
do
own.
And do like a contest.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Because that's something, like, you can't incentivize voting, but you can incentivize people writing down, like, their plans and everything. So we could do, like, a contest.
And that's why I said, like, the why I early voted, because I feel like everybody wants to share their opinion on it.
Yeah.
And so if you add that,
yeah, they'll be, that'd be like, cool. I'm excited. I really like it.
anyway, cool. But I mean, that's only going to work if, like, I get photos, so we'll see.
We'll do it.
Yeah,
we'll do it. Okay, any questions? Director of Campus Wellness.
So, I talked to, I've been in the most talks to Fitness Center and the Health Center, just because we sit on both of our committees together, and then we talk a lot. So, just because, like, I like the administrators. So, for the Fitness Center and the Health Center, Jim actually reached out, and he's like, hey, what are you guys up to? We'd love to do stuff. So, he's coming up from the perspective that he wants to do something with our campaign next semester. He's super stoked on, like, these big names in nutrition. So maybe fitting that into the physical aspect of the campaign that we're going to be having, whether that is like different program. He's trying to get really into it, like molecular, like debates on food. But I'm like, all right, relax. We should just learn what a macronutrient is and how to eat well, you know. So we're trying to figure out something like that. I mean, he mostly just wants our money, to be honest, for a speaker. But he's also willing to work with us, so, I mean, it'll be dope. It'll be cool. And then the Health Center, we talked about a whole bunch of stuff with, they're having their own campaign, which is basically going to be focusing on different aspects of student success when it comes to mental and physical health, and they're going to try to kick that off the first, well, they're going to try to kick it off, like, December, but they're, like, fighting with each other anyway. So it's going to happen next spring. And that's going to be cool. We're going to try to work with them to bring that into what we're doing. And then for this semester, they're planning on doing something during finals week, which is going to be kind of like a super creative guerrilla marketing type way to tell people to sleep and the importance of sleep. That's something that I wanted to do too. So definitely something like she was down with the idea of, like, you know, doing something like rolling out a big banner that says stop studying. Or laying out, like, a whole bunch of sleeping bags in the KZ hallway or something like that, or putting a bed in the KZ or something, you know, something big. Something that, like, is drawing people's attention and telling them why it's important to sleep. So I'm super, super excited for that. So that's going to be coming during finals, and we're going to be working on that together. And other than that, they're going to be working with us for the overall campaign next semester. So I've also been, like, working on this whole sexual assault prevention and Standing with Survivors drive that we're doing. So helping with the Protect Our Pack event. I'm kind of helping organize that. And then kind of finding ways to try to continue the conversation in ways that's going to grab people's attention. So what we're going to try to do is I forget the title of the series, but basically what these guys do is they get a whole bunch of guys around a table and they take, like, a video of them just eating dinner and having a conversation. So we're going to try to do something with that that involves notable or, like, high profile undergraduate men from, like, places where perpetrators are typically known to be, so athletics, fraternities, sorority life, club sports, stuff like that. So get leaders from each of those places around a table and kind of just, like, have an open discussion led by Daniel. Daniel's going to be there too. Then we're going to film it, and definitely need to talk to you, Marco, about, like, what in terms of if we can post that video on our stuff or on our websites, like, what is something that we should not address, if that makes sense. So there could be, like, a director's cut and a not director's cut, and then these other organizations could do the director's cut with the heavier material, and but then just for ASU and saying we could put the edited version on our stuff, if that's the way you wanted to do it. I mean, I'd be down with totally being unedited, but that's just not realistic sometimes. So I'll talk to you about that. Again, with pack provisions, that's good that you guys are doing the farmers market stuff too. I was talking to them a lot about the issue isn't getting their name out, the issue is they just can't meet the demand. Mm-hmm. So trying to find sustainable ways to like either get money or get more food, because the Northern Nevada Food Bank only gives them food every other week. And when I had met with them, their pantry was almost empty, and it was like 2 days after delivery. So, well, I mean, it would be cool for me to want to like focus on the farmer's market stuff. Like, as long as we have mine on it, I might want to focus more on like helping these guys get money more consistently or what that looks like. And then finding a way to get more protein products in that. They have a lot of green beans and canned vegetables. But they just like, they don't have enough protein type stuff.
We're gonna do the canned soup. That's like,
Like chicken soup, stuff like that is something I can give that kind of. So that's great that GNCU did that kind of stuff, so maybe we can ask them to do that like every week.
did I update you on the Board of Regents stuff with the so I had a discussion with the Chancellor and talking about the feasibility of doing a system-wide assessment on food insecurity and homelessness. And then he said that he's going to put it on the next agenda to be talking about. So that's something to look out for. And then NSA will more than likely sponsor a resolution in favor of that. And then we can do that through ASUN. But I just don't know what that's going to look like yet. That's why we haven't done that. But just to keep you in the loop.
Okay.
But then another thing that I was thinking with that, since we did the Campus Hunger Reduction Act. By the way, Dina Titus from Las Vegas, she just became a co-sponsor of that bill. I found out today, which is really great. Yeah. So we got some Nevada ties to that. But then, I don't know, Katie, if there's some possibility within, like, the state, if there's, like, those state-funded grants, if there could be something for campus, like, addressing campus hunger or food insecurity using that same model that this Campus Hunger Reduction Act has and then applying it to just people in the state. I don't know if it's something to like explore or look into, but
okay.
Yeah, I think that might be a good initiative for us to pursue. I know you got a lot on your plate already, but we can talk about it.
Okay.
What's I gonna say? I had a meeting with Wolfpack, not Wolfpack Radio, Counseling Services. They really want to work on a podcast, and I told them to connect with Wolfpack Radio about it, just like tips and tricks that they can use and have different like hosts on campus pertaining to wellness. So, Brendan, have you talked to Carla Franick from Counseling Services yet?
Not yet.
No? Okay. I'll connect you with her, and then you can continue that conversation and then loop in the general manager of Wolfpack Radio, which would be great.
I know that Jim from Fitness and Recreational Sports wanted to do some sort of podcast.
Yeah, and I think working together to make it like a wellness-wide thing would be really cool.
Yeah.
The other thing is Boise State University, within the last couple of years, they did a campaign called Not Silent Because, and it was all about sexual assault, sexual violence, and they had students hold up signs like why they're not staying silent about the topic, and then they made a big video and aired it during the football game, which was really cool, so that's another idea that we could talk about. I know the person that kind of headed that campaign, so if you wanted her contact information, we can kind of pick her brain about doing something similar, and then partnering with Carissa and athletics and doing that kind of thing. It'd be cool. Just another thing that I thought of. Anything for Brennan? Okay. Oh, yeah. Sierra.
Are they doing flu shot clinics?
Yeah. Do you want the dates for those?
Yes. I would love that.
I heard that. Maybe that could be your wellness tip of the week.
Katie,
your
flu
shot
tip.
Alright.
Send out the date.
And cover your dang mouth when you cough. There's so many people who don't do that. And I'm like, it's so nasty.
Alright, so all of the. Oh, psych. She's going to send it to me in a follow up email. I have the first one. Do you want that one?
Yes.
So the first one is going to be October 17th, 11 to 1.
Is that at the health center?
Somewhere.
Okay.
Because they're going to be doing it like all over.
So
oh,
it could be at the health center.
That's cool.
And you can go in any time to the health center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I will do that. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, AG.
I'll keep it brief. Just briefly, over the weekend, as we were talking about before, Anthony transitioned me to his committee for CORE. Just on that, Anthony, So she never replied to that email, and the email doesn't have content for the first meeting. So is there like an upcoming meeting that I'm expected to be at, or
Okay.
All I know is that they sent out a Google with the times, and they picked a time I could not attend.
Oh,
and
they haven't set a date for the first meeting yet.
They sent a date. I'll send it to you.
Okay, then can you send that to me? Because that information is exempt from the forward part. But yeah, so then I will be attending that meeting in the next couple weeks. Thanks to Chief of Staff Dutcher, met with my intern this week. His name's Brandon. He's tight. He's a cutty kid. And this week we're going to be kind of intruding on the informal meeting that GovOps will be having to piece together how involved they're going to be in the Docker view process. What I'm doing to make it easier for them to gauge their interest is I already have my revisions my revisions for the first two titles or the first two chapters, and I'm just going to show them how easy of a process it is. It's going to be pretty fluid regardless of if they want to be a part of the revision process, but they're going to be a part of like passing the legislation at the end, so either way it gets to them. But yeah, so that'll be more concrete once we talk to them on Wednesday, and then oh, yes, I just added that. So Sierra just inspired me on updating online forms. And so I know that one of my goals at the beginning of the year was to make like contacting the association for like advisory opinions more accessible, because there's like a really obsolete like dinosaur printout form that you have to like print out right on, mm-hmm. and scan and send back. So I had like one email chain with Raul about that at the beginning of the year, and we didn't really update it. So this week I'm going to make sure that I develop some concrete solution, because that could just easily be like a Woofy form or whatever.
Yeah.
That people can do. So yeah.
That'll be nice. That'll be really nice, because a lot of people don't know about that until they really like dive deep. So.
And plus it's really intimidating. Like I would be very deterred if I looked at the form. I'm not this interested to like print out, write, take pictures, send back.
Yeah.
So.
I love it.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Any questions? Awesome. Okay, we'll move into agenda item 6, new business. First, I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget request for the Board of Regents meeting. Director Pitar.
So moved.
Is there a second? Attorney General Moore? Second?
Yes, I'm second.
All right, we'll move into this. I'll talk about this. So Chris and I will be going to the Board of Regents meeting at the end of November. It's going to be 2 days long. The hotel room is for two nights because the first meeting on the first day starts at 7 a.m. and there's not a flight that goes earlier that would make me there before 7 a.m. We have to stay the night before. And then the airline tickets in the hotel room. Usually people like rent cars, but I stayed. The UNLV president recommended this room because it's like within walking distance, so we don't have to pay for the ground transportation costs. So if anyone has any questions about that, I'd be more than willing to answer them. But all right, seeing no questions, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor, please approve by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Budget proposal passes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget proposal for the Veterans Luncheon lapel pins. The Attorney General Moore.
I move to approve the budget on the luncheon.
Is there a second? Director Pitar?
Second.
All right. So. One of the things that Veterans Services was really looking into was to provide some sort of recognition piece for the veterans that come to the annual Veterans Luncheon. And then I had talked to Mika, the chair of the Committee on Public Affairs, Anthony, and we wanted to split the cost between us and the different departments, so some will come out of the Public Affairs Veterans Luncheon, like line items, some will come out of the Senate outreach budget, and then some will come out of our budget. But this will be a really nice thing to just give the veterans. So, is there any questions on this? All right, seeing none. All those in favor, please approve by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right, motion carries. Thank you. Moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Please go ahead and add this if you can. People, anyone? No? Okay. So, for the public comment, we'll move into agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 6:30.